You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
We are 1 week removed from the NFL draft, and now it's time to start looking ahead in earnest to the 2016 regular season. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here for the video mailbag. And let's get started with the first question from Mark Anderson, who says, how do you rate the outlook at linebacker for the Broncos? It doesn't seem they've addressed this position very well. Well, okay, they have not brought in a new inside linebacker that's a veteran. That doesn't mean they haven't addressed it. They simply believe in what they have on the roster. Todd Davis, of course, he's started in spot situations in the past, and he's played well. So certainly he has the inside track to work next to Brandon Marshall. But they're excited about two other players in particular. Corey Nelson, a draft pick a couple of years ago, and Zaire Anderson. He's a name that not many of you may know because he was only on the practice squad last year, but he impressed last summer. A little bit undersized as far as the metrics go, but always around the football, an outstanding tackler, and he can also do some things in coverage. So between Davis, Nelson, and Anderson, the Broncos believe strongly in their ability to find a replacement for Dane Trevathan. And remember this, a couple of years ago, when Dane Trevathan got hurt, a lot of people hadn't heard of Brandon Marshall, or when they thought of Brandon Marshall, they thought of a receiver who'd moved on to the Miami Dolphins and then the Bears and New York Jets. Of course, Brandon Marshall has become one of the best inside linebackers in Broncos history. They know what they're doing at this position, I think. They know how to find talent in hard-to-reach places. So I would say trust them. They know what kind of guy fits their scheme, and they think Davis or Nelson or Anderson, one of those three will emerge and be a capable replacement for Dane Trevathan. The second question this week is about the Broncos' heralded first-round pick, Paxton Lynch. From Greg Garduno, the draft experts say Paxton Lynch won't be ready to start for 2 to 3 seasons because of the offensive scheme at Memphis. Your thoughts on this? Well, ultimately, when Paxton Lynch plays is going to depend entirely on Paxton Lynch. Yes, the scheme at Memphis doesn't really translate to the NFL, but his skill set does. His fluid mobility, I think that's a big difference between him and fellow 6'7 quarterback Brock Osweiler, is that Lynch is much more fluid getting outside, much better throwing on the run, very good at reading plays downfield. As Gary Kubiak noted last week, he always keeps his eyes downfield even when he's moving. That's a huge aspect of what makes Paxton Lynch go. Ultimately, we'll see. Can he operate under center? Can he relay the play calls in the huddle? He's done the huddle thing before as a freshman at Memphis, so that's not really a thing to worry about. The big question is what he can do under center. Can he still see downfield? I don't think it's going to take him that long, and I think as soon as he proves that he can succeed, he'll be in there. And remember this. Gary Kubiak worked in Baltimore in 2014. He wasn't around in 2008, but John Harbaugh, who was Kubiak's boss in Baltimore, was. Kubiak learned a lot in Baltimore, and among those things, he learned more about trusting young players, and we saw that during the 2015 season. Well, John Harbaugh, in his first year with the Ravens, started Joe Flacco the entire year. So, I think Gary Kubiak will not be afraid to start Paxton Lynch if he proves he can grasp the nuances of NFL play right away. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I am at Mace Denver, of course, and please use the hashtag #AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.